In my neighborhood, they have developed a yearning for the dreaded neighborhood watch. Guy down the street stops me one night as I'm headed home, lead-armed with groceries. He's never spoken to me in his life. I've never even seen him poke his mole skull out of his white house. And he's bobbing his head around like a scared rodent, his eyes darting out of their sockets, so titillated he's sweating. "Have you noticed the problem?" he says. "What problem?" "You know." He looks one way, then the other. "Go ahead," I'm thinking. "No cars are coming. We're on our own street. We're in front of our own houses." He continues. "All the dope peddling, the drug deals, and that woman being paraded up and down the street all day, all night, every day, every night. My God, we need to stand together before it's too late." There is a long pause while we consider this. Who's God, I wonder. I feel myself turn on him. Is my neighbor a white supremacist, a fascist, a bigot, a MAGA voter? Then I'm just me again. Who could miss it? What moron wouldn't notice? Not because they're doing anything to us, but because they're doing it too near us. The needle against the flesh threatens us with its obscenity, its mechanism of invading living skin. I carry my groceries back to my house. Clark, my sweatpants twin, the one across the street who lives with his mother and wears undersized rock concert t-shirts and the exact same baseball cap every day of his life. A guy who inherited his money from an accident on the job. A fact that now works him over into bitter and pale and beer-bellied and pot-eyed, waves to me from the other side of the street. Then he crosses and stands on my lawn and says, "They'll never change." It's like I always say, once a junkie, always a junkie. I feel anger welling up in my belly. For an instant, I want to hurl my knowledge at him like obscenities. Instead of saying, "Shut the hell up, you ignorant asshole," I want to scream, "Keats, Byron, Shelley, Van Gogh, Bacon, Eliot, Faulkner." For some reason, I feel a list of M's rise up in my throat. Mozart, Mingus, Monk, Munch, Miller, Malcolm even. I want to move on to Germans, Africans, Latin Americans, Russians, French, Swiss, periods, genres. I want to say, if we didn't have junkies, we wouldn't have art. But I don't. I just stare at him until he turns away and walks silently back to his yard, his front door, and gone. Anyway, it isn't true. Addiction doesn't make art. Does it?